with this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 29th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's get you the rundown on a bit of a chilly night around the area by taking a look at the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. And we'll start at the soccer pitch in girls soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamarsh Community Girls were shut out at home. The Bulldogs took a 4-0 loss to a very good Sioux City East squad in the first competition in MRAC play in a little while. The Bulldogs dropped that one. Elsewhere in the MRAC in girls soccer, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln shut out Sioux City West 2-0. 6th-ranked Bishop Heelan shut out Sergeant Bluff Luton 6-0. And Sioux City North won by the same score over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 6-0. To boys soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamarsh Community Boys, they got on the board but still could not quite get past Sioux City East. The Black Raiders picked up a 6-2 win over the Bulldogs. Daniel Almontes and Deji Cabango scored the goals for the Bulldogs in the conference loss. Elsewhere in boys soccer in the MRAC, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated Sioux City West 3-2. Bishop Heelan was a winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-1. And Sioux City North took down Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson by a final score of 8-2. We had a number of track and field teams competing yesterday, so let's get you the recap there. Starting in girls track and field, the Cherokee Tomahawk Relays, that's where Lamarsh Community was competing. Of course, the boys were competing Monday, the girls competed yesterday, and in the class that the Bulldogs were competing in Cherokee, they finished third as a team with 139 points. They were just 1 point behind Spencer, and MOC Floyd Valley won the meet with 167 points. The individual highlights for the Bulldogs came in a couple of relay events. The distance medley team of Claire Beetlespacher, Maya Hograve, Mackenzie DeRocher, and Kara Selinsky ran a time of 4:29.62 to win that event. The 4x400-meter relay team of Hograve, Shay Susamil, Claire Beetlespacher, and Mackenzie DeRocher, they ran a time of 4:16.60, and they won that event as well. Some other highlights, Claire Susamil was second in the 100-meter hurdles. Sadie Meyer was second in the 400-meter hurdles. Kennedy Davis finished second in the discus. Kenzie Nias finished second in the long jump, and Izzy Pluger was second in the shot put. We also had a number of area girls track and field teams competing at the Lawton Bronson meet yesterday, including the Hinton girls track and field team, who won the event with 137 points, just 2.5 points better than a very good West Monona squad. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley finished in third with 110.5 points, and Galen Catholic was sixth with 62 points. The Blackhawks were led by a number of first place finishes. They had 7 of them as a team, including Brindley Bovee winning 2 events. She won the 100-meter hurdles, 16.39 seconds, and then won the high jump at 5 feet 1 inch. Morgan Divis, in her return from the Drake Relays, she got back to what she does best. That's winning events. She won the discus at 108 feet even and won the shot put at 40 feet 9.5 inches. Number of relay victories as well. Chloe Piggott, Rory Cook, Adeline Ortegren, and Addison Dunkel combined for the win in the 4x100-meter relay, 51.42 seconds. Sydney Duskett, then Cook, Piggott, and Dunkel combined for the win in the 4x2, 149.33. And then Brindley Bovee, Allison Hofling, Emma Benabous, and Rory Cook combined for the win in the shuttle hurdle, 109.52. Addison Dunkel also was second in the 100-meter dash as another individual highlight for the Blackhawks. KPWCRV girls track finished with 3 event victories. Jade Ryan won the 400-meter run, 107.97. Rachel Putzi won the 1,500-meter run, 5:22.82. Her teammate Briley Utesh was second. And then the 4x8 relay, that was of Blakely Goodwin, Rachel Putzi, Briley Utesh, and Addison Cameron. They won that event at 10:17.48. The Galen girls track and field team could not quite get an event victory. They were led by Delaney Budden's second place finish in the discus at 105 feet 10 inches, and Lindsay Poland's third place finish in the 100-meter hurdles, 17.7 seconds. Sticking with girls track for just a moment, the OABCIG John Lagerschult girls relays was yesterday. It was OABCIG winning that girls only track meet, 169 their team score. Remsen St. Mary's also competing, finished in fifth with 58 points, and they got an event victory in the high jump. Chloe Holman won that event at 4 feet 10 inches, a pretty strong mark there. Mia Mackin was second in the 400 meter hurdles, 112.73, and the 4x100-meter relay team finished in second with a time of 55.31 seconds. That's Sophia Harpinaugh, Chloe Holman, Hallie Bunkers, and Kinley Tentinger. We'll go now to boys track and field, where the other half of that Lawton Bronson meet was taking place. Sergeant Bluff Luton took the win in that event with 139 points. Galen Catholic finished in third with 84 points. Hinton took home fifth. They scored 51 points, and KPW CRV was 6th with 49 points. The Rams and St. Mary's boys were 13th with 3 points at the Lawton Bronson meet. The top finishers for Galen Catholic, they just had one event victory, but they were consistent everywhere else. The shuttle hurdle team of Drake Kneipp, Jack Roberts, Landon Kneipp, and Wyatt Kuntz, time of 103.38, they won that event. Drake Kneipp also was part of a second place finish in the 110-meter hurdles. Owen Sievers was second in the 200-meter dash. The Hinton boys track team, they had two event victories yesterday in Lawton. It was Carson Divis. He returned from the Drake relays with a vengeance in the shot put, 53 feet 5 inches. And the 4x4 team, Coach Dedeker talked about that event being very solid for his team, and it comes away with another victory again, 331.97. Jackson Kunkel, Logan Coffey, Caleb Bauer, and Micah Robbins combined for that first place finish. KPW CRV boys track, they were led by Carson Coulter, their only event victory, winning the 100-meter dash, 11.08 seconds. And the Rams and St. Mary's boys track team scored in just one event. It was the shuttle hurdle relay, a sixth place finish for Dalton Klein, Titan Waldschmidt, Elijah Schrader, and Lucas Sheehan, and their time of 1:10.82. That was good enough to set a new Rems and St. Mary's school record. Congratulations to them on a strong showing there in Lawton. And of course, as we do with all of our track meets that take place, you've got links available for you to check out a full rundown of the results. Some of the results that we did not have time to bring you today, you can check those out on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's go now to the golf course, where War Eagle Conference girls and boys golf duels were taking place yesterday. We'll start in girls golf in the War Eagle Conference, where the Hinton girls came to town at Willow Creek Golf Course and defeated Galen Catholic in a duel there, 183-209. Ashlyn Kramer medaled with a 38. Carlin Kovarna of Hinton was second with a 43. Isabel Lammers was the top scorer for Galen Catholic. She finished in third with a 45. Keely DeRoshi of Hinton was fourth with a 50. And Kensley Kramer of Galen Catholic finished 5th with a 51. The Rems and St. Mary's girls golf team picked up a forfeit victory over West Sioux. The Hawks scored 207. West Sioux did not have enough golfers for a team score. Josie Schwickerath medaled with a 48. It was Jada Potabom in 2nd with a 50. And Grace Gallis finished in 3rd with a 53 as well. Then in girls golf in the War Eagle Conference as well, South O'Brien defeated Harris Lake Park 189-224. To boys golf in the War Eagle Conference yesterday, the Galen Catholic boys, in spite of some rough weather, did score pretty low, 156 to Hinton's 179. Carson Arnes medaled. He had a strong day with a 36. Carter Biedelspacher was second with a 37. Dylan Lubin finished in third with a 38, all Galen golfers. Duncan Mathiason was Hinton's top golfer. He shot a 42 in fourth, and Easton Spangler of Galen was fifth with a 45. The Rems and St. Mary's boys golf team, they took a tough loss on the road to West Sioux, 156-170. Ty Schapeltz and Dayton Kneipp were the top golfers. They each tied for fourth for the Hawks in that duel with scores of 40. Finally, elsewhere in the boys War Eagle Conference scoreboard, West Sioux defeated George Little Rock as well in a bit of a triangular, 156-195. Harris Lake Park was a winner over South O'Brien, 152-186, and Trinity Christian narrowly squeaked by Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 184-186. Wrapping up the boys' golf scoreboard from yesterday, the River Valley Invite in Correctionville saw Kingsley Pearson put up a nice score of 149 to finish in second at that meet, but Woodbury Central, my goodness, a score of 135 as a team. Can't get much lower than that. That's a strong showing for the Wildcats, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in 1A boys golf, but the Panthers with a strong score in spite of still finishing in second place. You can check out all of those scores and results from golf, track, and soccer yesterday. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today, and we do have one event taking taking place. It's all the way out in Fort Dodge. The Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's golf teams are in action at the CYO tournament that's hosted at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course in Fort Dodge. Best of luck to the Jays and the Hawks in their competition all throughout the day today. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.